Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. I'm Carrie, and I am on holidays with my family, so I am online a little bit earlier than usual. I think it's 8 o'clock Easter time, and I normally come on at 9:30 Mountain Standard Time, but I really wanted to come on before I start my day at Disney World with my boys. I have two really pumped dudes in the lobby eating breakfast, and I'm going to join them in a minute. We're going to go and try to be at Disney World by 9. We can never open the park, but we try. So, anyways, I wanted to come on here and talk about travel and sleep and kids and all the things. So, first off, my number one tip would be, no matter how early you have to get up, have a shower before you get on the airplane with your babies, because I promise you, you will feel a little bit sweaty when you're done. You know, you're hauling the gear, the baby, everything. My boys are a tiny bit older, and I still feel that way because moms end up being kind of the pack mule. So, shower first, and then maybe think about what exactly do you need on your trip. Like, I wouldn't worry about bringing those pillows or anything like that on the airplane, because chances are you're not going to need it. The lighter you can pack on your carry-on, the easier it is just to haul everybody in and off the plane. So, second, time zones. I get asked this a lot. The biggest thing is jump right into the new time zone. So for example, yesterday my boys got up, you know, early because we were traveling. So 5:45 Mountain Standard Time, which is really early for them, but that helped because we landed in Florida at 3:30 our time, Mountain Standard Time, which is actually 5:30 Florida time. Even though my boys are 7 and 10 and did the math and figured they could still stay up till 9 new time because that's only 7 old time, I disagreed because I want them to jump right in and pretend it's the new time zone as soon as possible because it helps everybody adjust. So what we did is we had supper as soon as we got there, took them for a big swim, tired them out, and then put them to bed. And this morning we were up at 7 Florida time, which is 5 at home, and so far so good. Ask me again at 3 this afternoon. But the biggest point is to just jump right in, and kids will adjust actually better than adults will. So, sleeping arrangements in a hotel room. If you have babies, and I know we have talked about this as a team before, mom coaches talk about it a lot, is where do you put them? Because you're in one big room. If you can get a suite, that's awesome. And if you can't, I suggest putting your baby in the bathroom because the bathroom is dark and it has a closed door. Just make sure you get ready for bed maybe before you put your baby in there. Or you might have to run downstairs and use the hotel lobby to use the washroom because you don't want to wake the baby. So do that. And the other thing is, what if you have toddlers? That can be a bit more challenging because they will still go in a playpen. And you can set the boundary in the washroom. That's awesome. If not, just set the boundaries around bedtime. So whatever time it is, even if it's not the normal time, I would help your toddler go to sleep, trying to make it as normal as possible, and try not to create new habits while on holidays. It's hard, right? But try not, especially if you just taught your toddler how to sleep. If you jump into bed with him, you may or may not have a challenge when you get home. But worst case scenario, that happens, and just jump right back into it as soon as you get home. The challenge with toddlers is often you're going to bed at the same time they are in a hotel room if you're all in the same room. But usually parents are exhausted and ready to fall asleep anyway. Lastly is naps. Naps aren't going to be perfect on holidays. Naps are rarely perfect anyway, because babies, every day is a little bit different for them, but especially on holidays. So don't worry about it. That would be my biggest advice. Enjoy your holiday. Maybe bedtime has to be a little bit earlier, but let them nap in the stroller. You know, let them nap in the carrier. Enjoy. Get out and enjoy wherever it is that you are. Don't confine yourself to nap jail in the hotel room. It's just not worth it. It'll ruin your holiday, essentially, you know, if you're always worried about when his next sleep is. If dark is a challenge, you can cover the stroller. You just have to make sure that there's airflow, right? You don't want to put a big, dark, heavy blanket on. I think there's specific blankets, covers that you can buy that give airflow. And if you have a younger baby that's used to white noise, the Husher is perfect. It's like a portable sound machine that brings, you can toss in the stroller, and it will just help block out that external noise. But know that her naps might be shorter and more frequent throughout the day, and that's okay. That's okay. Just push her around, enjoy where you are, and if you're on vacation, I hope you have a great one. And I'm about to go downstairs and join my boys, but I'm going to be back on Wednesday morning, and we're going to talk about breastfeeding issues. So it's funny because I brought my like boob that I show people how to breastfeed on, and was wondering if I was going to get stopped in customs and questioned on what it was, but no one asked. But anyways, have a great day, everybody, and I will see you Wednesday morning. And follow along on my Insta stories if you want to see what we're up to in Disney World. Bye, guys.